I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So first things first, let's talk about our singles event for Valentine's Day, which we call Bitterball, which happened on Friday night. I had a good time on Friday.
It was an absolute blast. I got so tipsy-wipsy. I was another person that night.
So as you, I understand it, dancing on the couches was amazing.
Yeah.
As I understand it, you tried caviar for the first time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Note to self, always go out to dinner with Kristen. So we were leaving the studio on Friday, and she's like, oh, yeah, I made us reservations at Chop's Lobster Bar. And I was like, girl, you got that money? I was like, I'm going to eat before I go. And she was like, nah, I got this. And so she ordered us vodka and then also caviar, which is surprisingly garlicky. Not what I expected from caviar, with little pancakes. And we also had some steak tartare. We were eating good.
I was like, you know, this is, I'm a woman of a certain age now, so I pregame a little differently.
Which I appreciate.
Sonic out.
Yes.
Chop's Lobster Bar in.
Yes, okay. Exactly. They service impeccable, food's impeccable. That was a great start to the evening before we headed over to Tongue and Groove. And then we get to Tongue and Groove and we walk in, and that's when the bottle service came out, and I just don't know why I think I'm like Kristen of yesteryears. I need to remember who I am.
It was a super fun night.
It was.
It was a very fun night. So all of you guys that showed up, yes, to Bitterball, Romeo also made a cameo, which was cool also. I know you didn't see that coming.
No, that was such a fun surprise. So for the Masked Eater, it came down to two guys. I was like, it was easy to cut out the cat because he was giving bad answers. I was like, this is not the energy I'm looking for. And the last two options were an eagle and the shark. And Romeo ended up being the shark. And I was like, I was going to choose the shark, but everyone in the audience was like, eagle. And he was really tall, so I was like, I'll choose the eagle.
Anybody that was in that place that knows you knew you were going with the tall mask. Anybody.
But now I'm like, oh, it would have been so much better if I had chosen Romeo. It would have been such a nice little ending
your
for that
face. Because I hit him up and I was like, hey, you free on Friday night? Would you like to surprise the bejesus out of Abby by being one of our bachelors? And he was so game, and it was so good to see him and hang out.
Cassie, you are going to have to give some info out on that dress that you are wearing, because I got so many DMs from people that love that dress.
It's a jumpsuit.
Yeah, it's a jumpsuit. It's a rainbow jump sequin jumpsuit, and it's from Eloqui. That's Eloqui. And sorry for all you street size people, it's just for the plus size ladies.
All right, so Abby here, PowerPoint. We have now got technology coming into the dating world, which has been there for a long time, but PowerPoint.
Yeah, so TikTok shows me what it's like to have a boyfriend in a long-term relationship. And as I was scrolling through the TikTok, I came across this really funny video of this guy who's dating a girl, because it's labeled my boyfriend. And it's a video of him in front of a TV screen. So the girl's laying in bed. She's got the phone in front of her. And her boyfriend is standing in front of her next to the TV with a PowerPoint pulled up. And it's captioned, my boyfriend told me he had something to show me when I got off work. And it was a PowerPoint labeled, why I should have all time boob privileges. This is from at CatchYK.
What?
I guess he lost boob privileges and he gave her a PowerPoint to convince her
to give them back.
Welcome to my presentation on why I shot all-time food privileges. This is a chart right here. On this axis are my total privileges. This one, my happiness. As you can see, it's pretty clear. More privileges I receive, the happier I get. Next, we'll have some other supporting information. Making dinner plus ice cream and snacks equals happy Kylie. My hand times two plus Kylie's boobs equals happy Evan. Happy Evan plus happy Kylie equals happy relationship.
So apparently we have cracked the code to true love. It's just girls getting fed and boys getting boobs.
He's saying this is just business here. Look, I got something that you want to make you happy and vice versa.
I can understand the math on this. I see how this works out.
For her being in the relationship, not knowing how long they've been together, I'm maybe she found this endearing and funny and cute. From an outsider knowing nothing about their relationship, it's a little on the cringe side.
It was cringy to you?
That's cringy to me.
I thought it was very creative.
Just
I was
because
like,
of the privilege part? Like, you're not like, you don't earn my boobs?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm just like, and maybe it's because I'm hungover, but I'm like, this is cringy.
I love the PowerPoint.
Yes.
I like the being granted access and the privilege. It's giving consent, which I like.
We love consent.
I don't like, you don't get to make dinner and then have access. Making dinner is just a normal adult behavior.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now snacks and ice cream, boob privileges.
Different.
There you
totally
go.
Totally different.
I just want to know what he did to lose the boob privileges. Show me the PowerPoint on that.
Yes.
All right, Cass. So it's a leap year and you think maybe it's a little bit time for some unique thinking here.
Yeah, and it's not just me. It is St. Patrick, like the Irish St. Patrick from back in the day, says on leap year, women are supposed to take the lead on Valentine's Day. And it became a law in 13th century Scotland that women were allowed to propose to men because technically, like, February 29th wasn't recognized legally as a real day. So none of the stuff mattered that day, like legal statuses. So women were supposed to propose to men who were taking too long. And if the man said no, they would get fined for saying no on the leap day.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure on dudes.
Wow. Uh-huh.
It could be anything from, like, a pair of gloves so the woman could hide her hand at being embarrassed that there was no ring on it, to like fabric for a new skirt, or even £1, which is $700 today, that you would get fined for saying no. But you're supposed, so on leap years, women are supposed to take the lead on Valentine's Day and ask your man out or ask him to marry you.
I knew I liked my ancestors. I'm Irish, by the way.
Those are two different things. Asking a man out and then proposing to him, two totally different things. Because one I'd be very open to, the other one be very off-putting.
Well, any of it. So, like, the whole point is on Valentine's Day, because the roles are reversed, you're supposed to, like, make the romantic gestures, whether that is just asking out or planning the dinner or getting the gifts or asking them to marry you. And it wasn't just Ireland. It's Scotland, Finland, like, all over Europe. It became very much a thing. So February 29th this year, if you're a woman in a relationship or you want to go on a date with someone, it's on you to make the first move. Kind of like a Sadie Hawkins.
Mo, how would you react if your girlfriend that you've been going out with for how long now?
It will be 2 years in May.
2 years. She proposed to you.
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
No. I'm too caught up in the tradition of it. Like, I want to get on the knee. I want to do the asking. I want to ask for your hand in marriage in front of your family. Like, I want to do the whole thing. Something about her asking me, it just wouldn't feel right.
I'm with Mo. As progressive as I like to think I am in some areas, this would be, I'm traditional here.
I'm traditional in this area as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would put me in such a tight spot, though, because I wouldn't want to say no and embarrass her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really don't know. No, let me not say I don't know what I would do before she gets ideas.
Yeah, begging for a man on my knees, it doesn't sound appealing to me. Just no. But my question is, if you propose on a quote-unquote fake day, is it then a fake relationship? Because if it's not a real day.
Mm, well, now it's recognized as a real day. So, yeah, I guess before that, maybe it wasn't.
Mm.
But it even spread to Illinois, where women would then take on men's jobs and then arrest single men for the crime of being single.
Seriously?
Really?
Get it. The Bird Show.